Calling on the world's faithful to join the fight to solve the climate crisis. 40 religious leaders gathered at the Vatican on Monday to add their voice to the growing chorus calling for world leaders to take real action to tackle the crisis. The Catholic Pope, Pope Francis, called the meeting but preferred to let others speak.
I call on all young people, regardless of their religion, to be ready to fight against any action that may damage the environment or increase the climate crisis.
The meeting was labeled Faith and Science, and many spoke of the need to fuse our rational and spiritual sides.
Together, faith and science, people of different faith, can transform fear in hope, anxiety in confidence, inaction into action.
Others highlighted the responsibility religion confers on humanity.
That the water is the father, the air is the teacher, and earth is our common mother. Just as we don't dishonor our mother, father, and teacher, why would we dishonor these gifts from our Creator?
We must address the unequal economic systems and the human impacts of climate change.
Though they aren't political leaders, the president of the upcoming UN Environmental Conference says they have an important role.
There is a very unique voice that religious leaders have when they talk to other world leaders, the leaders of governments, and that, I think, is what now needs to happen. For that voice from the religious world, from the scientific world, to be amplified, to tell world leaders they have to act to protect our planet and our people.
Throughout his papacy, Pope Francis has supported environmental action. In 2015, he published his second encyclical, Laudato Si, in which he called for swift and bold action to tackle the climate crisis.
Last week, he virtually attended the Youth for Climate conference in Milan, backing the work of 400 young delegates as they drafted proposals for the UN summit. Meanwhile, outside conferences, a growing protest movement is adding its own pressure. A consensus has been building that real action must come out of the Scotland summit. And to that, we now have the support of the world's leading spiritual figures. Adam Rainey, Al Jazeera, Vatican City.